Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin, hanging with you. I've got in front of me, and Coleman, you haven't seen this, the list of the highest paid actors here in the year 2020. And they've already gotten paid for everything that is going to come out and that they've done in the year 2020. Even though we're only in August, they know how much money they've made for the whole year. And what's interesting about this, you know, I think actors, and when I think actors, I think of guys and women, but men and who really can act. Like a guy like Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
You look at him from one movie to the next movie, you can't even recognize the guy. Someone like Daniel Day-Lewis. There's another one. I mean, you don't even, they're incredible actors. They've studied, they're actors. They're,
you know how
they're
many
so different in every role.
I've watched movies not even knowing Gary Oldman was even in it until I saw the credits. I'm like, that was Gary Oldman the whole time? Didn't even know.
Isn't that incredible?
Right.
That's what I think of when I think of actors. But I look at this list of the top 10 highest paid actors for the year 2020. People aren't looking for actors, or at least those kind of actors in the roles that they have. Sure, they make good money. But they don't make immense, immense money like the guys, the names I'm looking at right here. Take a guess who made the most money when it came to acting in the year 2020, Coleman. And I'll give you a hint. He was the highest paid actor last year, too, in 2019.
Oh, The Rock.
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, in 2020, made $87.5 million.
The list does say actor?
Yeah.
They should change that to movie star. There's a difference between an actor and a movie star.
You're 100% right. There's a big difference between those two. Coming in second, Ryan Reynolds made $71.5 million in the year 2020. I mean, he's all right, but he'll never get confused with somebody like Gary Oldman or someone like an actor like that.
No, see, The Rock is a draw. Ryan Reynolds is one of those guys I kind of put him in the thing with Jim Carrey and Denzel Washington, where they're just the same person in every movie that they play.
Yeah.
You know, they have actors like Ryan Reynolds, just Ryan Reynolds, just in a different movie.
But people will go see him because they like him.
Right.
Here's a perfect example who came in number three. The same thing as Ryan Reynolds. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. It's just Mark Wahlberg with a different accent in every movie.
He made $58 million.
What did he even do last year? This year. Is he in anything?
Mark Wahlberg, boy, I couldn't even tell you what he did. I didn't see anything that he did this year.
Exactly. I know Ryan Reynolds had the Deadpool thing going. I know The Rock has everything going.
Coming in at number four, Ben Affleck made $55 million. Again, he's not a great actor. Coming in at number five, here's a perfect example. Vin Diesel, he made $54 million. You know, when you look at those top five, they're not great actors, but they're draws.
Right.
People, they get paid to be put in things for action, adventure, physical stuff. And who's ever paying them knows that they're going to be a draw.
other than Mark Wahlberg, all those actors have played in a superhero movie at one point or the other. The Rock is going to be the Black Adam from Shazam. Ryan Reynolds was Deadpool and Green Lantern. Vin Diesel played Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy, and he also has the Fast and Furious franchise. Ben Affleck recently played Batman in the Justice League.
Well, and I'm going to round out the top 10, and then I'm going to tell you what else they have in common.
All right.
Coming in at number 6, the only Bollywood star, a guy by the name of Akshay Kumar, made $48.5 million in the year 2020. Coming in at number 7, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He made $45.5 million. He's the guy that created Hamilton, which started as the great play, Broadway play that went everywhere. And then Hamilton ended up getting picked up by Disney. They acquired the movie rights to Hamilton. So that's why Lin-Manuel Miranda came in at number 7. Number 8, Will Smith. Made $44.5 million. Number 9, Adam Sandler.
What?
Made $41 million in the year 2020.
Oh, he did that movie Uncut Gems this year.
Yes, and all then right. Rounding out the top 10 at number 10, Jackie Chan made $40 million in the year 2020. The one thing that 6 out of those 10, the top 10 actors have in common, Netflix. So it's beyond being a movie star now where people will, because who's going to see movies in the last few months?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to movie theaters. But they figured out streaming services.
Right. Jackie Chan released a movie this year that didn't even have any marketing, but him and Arnold Schwarzenegger stars in it. But it went straight to streaming service.
Yeah, whether the streaming service is Netflix or whether it's Amazon Prime or whatever the case may be, that's what these guys have figured out. And that's what the people who are paying these guys figured out, to get these guys in things that are on streaming services. But none of these people, you know, are great actors, thespian actors. None of these guys, they're just draws.
They're movie stars. Yeah, they're just movie stars. People you just want to see in a movie doing something.
I mean, you think about how much crap Adam Sandler's put out. And look, going back to Adam Sandler's early days, Whether it was Billy Madison or Happy Gilmore, I mean, that stuff was hilarious, but that was many, many years ago. But Adam Sandler has still figured out a way to get on streaming services, and that people will go watch, and he's making piles and piles of money still.
It's just like the music industry. People just, they like what they like. You can be the greatest musician in the world, but if you can put a drum beat together and say something over and over again, that's the big bucks, because that's what people like.
Isn't that something?
The Rock just beats people up, and they'll pay to see that, other than Daniel Day-Lewis trying to beat Abraham Lincoln.
We'll get that list up for you on our website at Bayou957.com. But those are the top earners in Hollywood in the year 2020.
See, if I wasn't 5'6", and I was a little bit tall and a little bit more muscular, I could have been an action star.
Oh, you think you could have been making Rock kind of money?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd be making Rock kind of money. You see my video of me doing my little martial arts and doing it. If I was a little bit taller.
You know, and we just talked about The Rock last week on the show because he bought the XFL.
Yep.
And now that 2 of the Power 5 college football conferences aren't playing this year. By the way, the other 3 of the Power 5, including the SEC, they are playing football this fall. And a lot of the smaller conferences, like the American Athletic Conference that Tulane is in, they're playing football this fall.
You think the XFL could pick some of those people up who didn't get a chance to play this year?
Yeah.
In the college level?
Guys out of the Big Ten and guys out of the Pac-12.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That aren't playing. You never know about that. Stay tuned here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.